Giant 90.9. This is the weekly sports talk with Peyton Scholl, Owen, Braden, and Lucas. How are you guys doing this fine morning?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, but I'm really tired.
Oh, I feel you, dude. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the news for the day. We'll start off with the NFL, the Colts. Did you see the one guy you were talking so highly of, that wide receiver? What's his name?
Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, he made the roster, actually.
Yeah, I saw that. Him and Desmond Patman, I knew. I figured them two would make the roster. They did pretty good in the preseason games and during camp, actually. So I knew that was possibly going to happen.
It's Jones, Luke Jones here. And,
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sorry about that, guys. All right, back to it. That was a very, like, good signing. I think undrafted free agents, I think that's a big move for the Colts this season.
Yeah, considering the fact that T.Y. is going to be missing up to 3 weeks with his neck surgery, we kind of need a little bit more receivers. Michael Pittman was named wide receiver one, which is good because I feel like when T.Y. does retire, he will take that spot anyway because he is passing the torch down. Marvin Harrison did it to Reggie. Reggie did it to T.Y. T.Y. is now
Bates
doing
Cooper
it.
Bates Cooper.
He would be in the other room.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Any of you?
Why do all the monsters come out at night? Why do we sleep when we want to hide? Why do I run back to you like I don't mind if you ruin my...
All right, and we're back here on the Weekly Sports Talk. We apologize for any delays. We had a substitute today trying to get attendance. So let's get back into it.
That was... A little rough. Did it twice, not once, but twice. But, you know, it's okay.
That kind of made me mad, to be honest.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right, man.
He didn't know.
But, yeah, back to what I was – oh, whoops, my fault. Back to what I was saying about Michael Pittman, Marvin Harrison passed down the torch to Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne passed it to T.Y. And now T.Y. is about to pass it down to Michael Pittman. So, do you like floor pears, Owen? Because you should probably eat that.
It's an apple.
But
that's an apple.
Yeah.
It's a pear.
That's an apple.
We're a pear. Okay, so.
Do you think the Colts should go after a, like, big-time target like Rashad Perryman? He did get signed, I think, to the Panthers. I'm not sure.
If they're going to go for anybody there, I mean, I could see them going for Travis Fulgham since the Eagles just released him. Because he didn't really do too good last season, but the season before that, he did actually pretty good. Speaking of Eagles releasing somebody, let's talk about one of the probably biggest surprises in NFL cuts, Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah, Cam Newton, absolute beast. But the thing is, recently he has not performed to the level that I feel like everyone expects from him.
Yeah, that was crazy when I found out that Cam Newton got cut. I was like, it didn't make sense to me. I mean, okay, Mac Jones starting quarterback, QB1, fine. But then to release Cam, who's going to be his backup in case he gets hurt? I think they might regret that.
They're going to definitely regret that. Cam Newton was, you know, the big part of their team. I mean, he was the one that led that team to, you know, their wins. I mean, yeah, it's a team effort, but at the same time, you know, he was probably the best player on the team, to be honest.
Yeah, he did an interview. He did an interview, and he said, there's not 32 players that are better than me. And I was like, he's not where he can be or what he used to be, but he still is pretty good.
Yeah, he's a very solid quarterback, even if he is a backup. I think they did sign him to, I think, a $9.8 million deal before the offseason, or at the end of the offseason. And that kind of made me think, oh, they might be giving him one more year, see what's going on.
give Mac Jones some time behind him. No, they're just going completely out for Mac Jones.
Well, I think the reason why they did that is that Cam Newton, being the rush-happy quarterback that he is, compared to the Mac Jones, they've been going with the pocket-passing quarterback for the last 20 years in Tom Brady. I think that if it ain't broke, don't fix it, with Mac Jones being that. And with Newton, he just doesn't really fit their play style, but I see what you're saying about...
You cannot compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady, though.
I'm saying in the way they play compared to Cam Newton.
Tom Brady, though, is the greatest of all time. As much as I despise him because, you know, that Super Bowl he robbed the Colts in because when DeQuell Jackson picked that ball off.
Right.
Man, but you can't really compare – you cannot compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady because the thing that I like that they could have kept Cam Newton in for is – say they're at the goal line. I mean, the Seahawks did a great job of stopping this week one last season, but that's just one time that it got stopped.
Yeah.
They could have used Cam Newton for, say, they're at the 1 yard line or they're in between in the five yard line, about to get a touchdown, fourth down, maybe third down. Cam is such a big quarterback, he could rush that in.
So just use him as like a move the pile.
Like what the Colts did with Jacoby Brissett when they had Phillip Rivers last season, and it was fourth down and like three or four, whatever. Jacoby Brissett is a big quarterback, and he got in and he got that first down. He did a little rush, a little scramble, whatever. He got that first down. Now, that's what I feel like they could have used Cam Newton for.
And isn't Cam Newton like, if I'm not mistaken, he's like 6'3", 240 or something?
6'6".
He's 6? I thought he was shorter than that. I didn't know he... But he's a big dude.
He is a big dude. He could be 6'3", but I'm pretty sure he's like 6'6".
He's a big, big dude. Well... let's go ahead and move. The Panthers actually waived Will Greer out of West Virginia. He was pretty touted highly. I think he was a third-round pick, despite some people thinking that he could have been a first-round pick.
Yeah. This is kind of changing the subject, but the Lions, they released all their kickers. They have no kickers.
Well, that's what the Patriots did last season, and... they end up signing a veteran in Nick Folk.
They could. So the Colts waived Eddie Pinheiro, and they could sign Eddie Pinheiro because he actually did pretty good.
I think the Colts usually have a good kicking crew. If you pick up one of the kickers that they had, usually you're probably set for the season.
I don't think anybody's ever going to compare to Adam Vinatieri for the Colts.
He had the most points in NFL history, and he was the oldest guy to do it.
He was super good. I don't think anybody can compare.
He won... two Super Bowls. Was it two Super Bowls with the Patriots?
He won two with the Patriots and two with the Colts.
One with the Colts.
Or one, yeah.
Because the Colts have only won.
I swear he won one more. I think it was...
He won three with New England and one with Indianapolis.
Oh, three
with New England. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
I was like, I swear
okay,
he had four.
Okay, yeah. I thought he won four too, but I knew for a fact he did not win two with the Colts. I just was like really confused.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's just a big-time player, and I think that's why the Colts end up getting him. If you remember, Vanderjack was the main reason the Colts could not win in the playoffs. There were so many kicks where Vanderjack would just snag it left, and it's like, dude, one kick, and we're in the Super Bowl. One kick, and we're into the next round.
I don't even think the Colts have won a championship since we've had Peyton Manning, if I'm being honest.
We've definitely made it to the playoffs. It's just the fact that, like, a lot of injuries to our offensive line, a lot of injuries to our, well, in general, everything.
And also the Patriots threw us out that 1 year, so.
Patriots are just.
Yeah, I have two favorite teams, the Colts and whatever team's playing the Patriots.
Indianapolis just had, like, because they've always, Indianapolis teams have always been good. You've had the Colts in the past 20 years, the Colts and the Pacers. Except you had to deal with Tom Brady, and then in basketball it was Michael Jordan, and then it was LeBron James, and now it's Giannis. So it's just that much harder to get to the finals.
We're just always in a very tough division, no matter what the sport is. I mean, Deshaun Watson in the Texans last couple of years are like division. Derrick Henry now, like we're playing teams that have some of the best players in the league. We have. You know, of course, Derrick Henry, before him, Eddie George, before him, who knows? But, you know, we had to play all the top running backs, all the top quarterbacks. I mean, we had to play Tom Brady at least once a year. for 10 years.
And he transferred to a new team and brought home that championship.
Hasn't been done since, I believe, 1994, 1996, one of those two. Never. They didn't win an NFC championship or Super Bowl since early 1990s, and then Tom Brady goes there for 1 year and does it. That's when you can't argue the fact that Tom Brady's the best.
He's the best quarterback of all time. To the playoffs since like 07 before that.
It doesn't help when you got famous Jameis throwing 30 picks a year with 30 touchdowns.
I feel like he could have been a great quarterback, though, if he got drafted to a different team.
I mean, we have a chance to see that this year. He was named the starter for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
I'm actually really hyped to see that.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of New Orleans Saints, New Orleans versus I forget who they're going against, but there was going to be a home opener for them. It's now been moved to Jacksonville due to Hurricane Ida. So another hurricane that's destroying the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's not what you like to see, but
I think Mercedes-Benz is probably the most sturdy stadium out there. I think it's gone through 2-3 hurricanes now.
Yeah, it's it's so bad. It's
they're living their life.
Yeah, pretty much. They got to transfer all the way to Jacksonville. I thought it was hitting Florida too, but apparently not as bad as.
No, it's not even going through Florida.
It's not.
No, I think it missed.
It's going on the other side. Oh, like that.
I saw it like a couple days ago. Said it was going to bypass a little bit of Florida. It might be moving around.
It's going to hit like the Miami area.
It's supposed to be hitting
through Louisiana and then go through Georgia.
It's supposed to be hitting Tennessee. Crazy.
Don't worry, Lucas. You're the only 10 I see. But no, they actually have the Saints practicing at TCU over in their practice fields and stuff.
Yeah, practicing.
I kind of want to debate here a little bit. Do you guys think Tom Brady is a GOAT?
Yes.
No.
Why?
Why?
Who's better?
Peyton Manning.
No.
We're going by
I'm not biased, and I'm clearly showing it right now. Colts are my favorite team. I'm a diehard Colts fan, and I hate Tom Brady with a passion.
I think it depends on like what you're described as like your GOAT. I think like it's the same argument between LeBron and like MJ. Saying MJ. It's weird because you can say like just like the stats of Tom Brady are different from the stats of Peyton Manning. Like Peyton Manning did what he had to do.
I mean, that necessarily that can be true, but who also took teams to, you know, the Super Bowl? I mean, I'm pretty sure Peyton Manning only won us what, like two or one?
He won us one, but he has two himself.
It's like,
yeah, and Tom Brady, how many does he have? Like
almost
three?
10. He has 7 rings.
Well, to me, it's kind of like, it's like saying, hey, Dan Marino's not a good quarterback because he never got that ring. But also, it's such a hard subject because you can never tell who's going to be great.
Well, Dan Marino had a lot of passing yards, though. He was really good when it came to passing, but
I think it's just a big, like, this GOAT discussion is, like, unfair because you can't really compare quarterbacks with different teams. It's like saying, hey, you had Marvin Harrison when he was 44 compared to had Marvin Harrison when he was 23.
Well, that's what a quarterback's for. A quarterback doesn't – a great quarterback doesn't need great wide receivers. Like – don't get me wrong.
It's more about running.
The Bucs have some good wide receivers. Jameson couldn't do the job, though. Tom Brady goes in there 1 year, fresh. He's so fresh with the team. There wasn't even a preseason. Barely a preseason. He goes late into Tampa Bay during the offseason and wins the Super Bowl.
Which I think.
In Tampa Bay, by the way.
Manning nearly did the same thing.
Nearly. That's the thing. Nearly.
He lost in the Super Bowl, I believe, to, well, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Or was it that Cam Newton? No, Cam Newton lost to him.
Cam Newton lost.
No, that was with the
Carolina Panthers versus the Broncos Super Bowl 50.
But that was also Manning's final season. That was like his fifth year in Denver.
Yeah, where he got benched for Brock Osweiler.
Fifth year.
21.
I don't think that was his fifth year. I don't know.
We'll have to look.
I thought that was his second or third.
That's what I thought.
Because I thought he only played there for like 2 or 3 seasons.
And then I don't know. Sure.
No, yeah, because Andrew Luck came into Indianapolis 2012 because that's when he got drafted from Stanford. And that's when Peyton Manning went to Broncos, so that makes sense. Yeah, and then
it was a year after because he was secondary.
He was still dealing with his neck injury, or whatever. But so he's still.
I think a big thing is we can't really tell who's the greatest of all time is until, because there's no good way to compare. But also, you can, if you say rings are the reason, it's like you could technically say like Joe Schmo could be the greatest of all time at their position.
What?
Who happens to just get lucky? It's like
but Tom Brady doesn't get lucky. Peyton Manning didn't get lucky either. He actually earned those. But Tom Brady also earned those too. Yeah, maybe they did cheat 1 year into getting the Super Bowl, but they didn't cheat during the Super Bowl, which I hate saying that I'm saying this right now because I'm defending Tom Brady, but you cannot deny that he's the GOAT. As much as a lot of people hate him and you don't want to be for him, and like me, I do not want to. This sounds like a little bit of a hypocrite because I do not like Tom Brady. I'm not for him or any of that, but I do call him the greatest of all time because as much as you don't have to like the guy, you don't like just him in general or his play style or whatever, you have to respect him. He's done so many good things when it comes to breaking records. He has the most Super Bowl rings.
Peyton Manning still got him in.
Passing
it?
Yards.
Passing
yards. But
he broke that right before.
Peyton Manning also retired. Has the most. It's called something. I can't remember what it's called, but like Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison have the most like quarterback receiver touchdowns together, and Tom Brady and Gronk are also.
Right there,
but I don't think they'll pass him anytime soon. Gronk, he did pretty good last year. At the beginning of the year, he didn't do too good, but
It really only took two people to win Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Scotty Miller did a decent. Scotty Miller was also talking about how he was faster than Tyreek Hill. I don't see that, but
Tyreek Hill is the fastest in the NFL.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to end it with Tom Brady is the GOAT. Peyton Manning is the second best quarterback of all time. Third best player of all time. Because if you're going in order, Jerry Rice is the best NFL player of all time. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. And then whoever you want to say after that.
I say Tyreek Hill right now is the best wide receiver.
Top four in NFL history.
Dude's been in the league not too long. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. Have you guys heard about Bishop Sycamore? Have you guys heard that story?
I heard about that.
A little fishy because they look like they have some grown men on that team that are like not in high school anymore, out of college.
From what ESPN is saying, these are like 24 to 30 years old dudes.
Yeah, because
like,
they're out of
getting
JUCO.
Beat by high school.
They're out of JUCO.
And they don't, supposedly from what ESPN is saying, they don't even have a high school.
They don't have, a lot of the players on their roster aren't even actually on the roster.
One of the players got hurt, and from
they were
what
like,
they
we
were
don't
saying,
have a 54 on our roster.
Yeah, they only gave him a paper with names, didn't give numbers, weight, height, stuff like that.
Yeah, from what I heard, it's an online school, and that the head coach had a warrant out for his arrest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gets fired by the superintendent, who is also the defensive coordinator, which. So I think he's going to get jail time for that. I think that entire crew is going to get jail time.
There's
the whole coaching crew.
There's a picture going on Twitter. It's Kanye as the head coach of Bishop Sycamore.
You know, I've been looking through TikTok and stuff, and then you just see everybody just clowning on this team. They're like, everybody wants to transfer to this school just to be funny because, you know, they got beat by high school kids.
They're all college players, basically. I mean, not all of them, but a decent amount of them are college players coming like back down from JUCO, meaning they're not in high school anymore. They're in college, or I guess
college
you could say
or older, to be honest.
We're in college, and this high school team beat them 58-0.
That is sad.
It's like pretty much bringing out like the New England Patriots and going, all right, here's Plainfield High School, and then losing.
I saw a video on TikTok. It was this dude. He was like talking to his future self, and he was like 2085, mm-hmm. and he was like, hey, is Patrick Mahomes still playing? He was like, nope, he retired. He said, is Rob Gronkowski still playing? Nope, he retired. They were like, is Russell Wilson still playing? Nope, he retired. Dang, Tom Brady retired too? No, he's still playing. 2085. I could see that.
Isn't Tom Brady like 40-something right now?
Yeah, he's like 45.
Man, he'd be almost like 80 years old at that time.
He'd be 100 and something because it's 2021.
Oh, yeah, you're 2085. Right. Yeah.
That's hilarious. There's a meme of this old guy playing in rugby and like a really, really old guy. And they just handed the ball off to him so he could like be a part of it.
It said
Tom Brady in 2072.
I think that
like
was
that.
The a former Kansas player.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was from a Kansas game. They let him score.
Oh, they had that
for one last time.
They also had a Hall of Fame game too, where a whole bunch of all the Hall of Famers came and played a game.
I also think it's kind of messed up that you guys know who Eric Berry is?
No. Yeah.
Safety was the safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, after he beat cancer and came back, they cut him.
Yeah, that
was pretty.
But he did get that interception when he first came back. That was like a very heart-wrenching moment.
Yeah. A little betrayal.
Well, let's go ahead and move on. Here's our players who made the cut. BR Gridiron actually posted a couple players that, you know, made the roster despite, like, having some difficulty. Quinn Norton from the New England Patriots, undrafted out of Michigan, was looking for jobs on LinkedIn before the draft, and he beat out Nick Folk for the starting job. Nick Folk, a longtime starter, he played for the Jets. I think he went to the Buccaneers at one point. He played all over the league. And I think that's a good job by him, you know, beating out a veteran player. Then you got Jody Fortson out of Kansas City. He's a tight end. He was undrafted out of Valdosta State. He was cut twice by the Chiefs, and he switched from wide receiver to tight end. And when the news got broke to him, Patrick Mahomes did it himself. Then you got Darius Hodge, edge out of Cincinnati. He went undrafted out of Marshall, projected as a late-round prospect, and barely maybe making the practice squad. And he's actually this year going to be expected to get first-team reps. And then did you guys hear about Samus Reyes?
No.
So he came to the U.S. at 14 without his family.
Yeah, yeah.
With no parents. And he learned English by himself. And he only lived $50 a month. Played basketball at Tulane, and then he eventually, you know, decided, hey, let's try this football thing out.
Made the NFL.
Attended the Florida Pro Day, and now he's signed with Washington, and he's the first player from Chile
to
be
80.
In the NFL.
Number 80, yep. That's actually insane. That's actually pretty cool. It's kind of ironic because I play high school football, and I have on one of my teammates, he's actually from Switzerland. And he just moved here a couple months ago because he wanted to try football out. And so he moved here. He's playing with us. He's a running back. He's a really good person. He's so kind. Like his accent's actually pretty cool too.
Also, another thing that I just found out, Colts GM Chris Ballard says there are consequences to not being vaccinated. How do y'all feel about that? I don't think people should have to be vaccinated to play football. I mean, as long as, you know, they get tested, I don't really see.
I mean, I could see both sides. Yeah, I think it's really, like, this is a way too political for a high school radio. Just for the fact that, like, you can say both ways. Like, hey, you shouldn't, like, infringe on the right of someone else for not, like, getting vaccinated. But you also can't force someone to do that.
Yeah, as long as they're not forcing players and they can do it on their own will.
No, that's exactly what they're doing. Some of these players are getting like fined so much money for not getting vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of that because it's something that they cannot force on us because a lot of people have different standpoints.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do have standpoints. I mean, some people don't want to be vaccinated just because, you know, all of the stuff that was going on from the people that were getting vaccinated, like getting sick really bad, all these symptoms that they were getting mm-hmm. from it.
I'm not going to say if I'm anti-vax or whatever, or if I'm not, but I will say if you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. It's really up to you.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a one-minute break. When we come back, Owen will be leading the baseball charge. So we'll be back in 1 minute.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Indy's Giant 90.9, WBDG-FM HD1, Indianapolis.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you Mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back here on the Weekly Sports Talk. If you are, go ahead and follow us on our Twitter, WSTWBDG, WSTWBDG. All right. So, Owen, lead the charge, baseball.
All right. Gerrit Cole last night had 15 strikeouts in his dominant performance. He is the AL Cy Young front runner right now alongside some other pitchers as in sorry about that. But yeah, he's getting pulled up.
Who else is like in the running?
Guys like Shohei Ohtani and other people.
Other people, who cares?
I had it, and then it wouldn't pull up. But he struck out 15. Mm-hmm. The Yankees are just dominating right now, trying to get back into the AL East spot as the Rays are doing really well. And, yeah. Javier Baez to the Mets, not really playing well, walked it off on a first-to-third score as there was an error in the field, and he just starts booking it to third. Excuse me. Lost a $50,000 diamond earring.
What? That sounds like Kim K when she was in the Bahamas. She lost her
diamond earring.
It was her ring.
But yeah, lost a $50,000 diamond earring, and they were out on the field after the game, like Mets staff, like owner, GM, like all those. We'll get back to the GM in a minute. But
something's coming up.
Yeah. They were all like sifting through the grass and the dirt to try to find it for him.
Did they have, like, metal detectors out, or?
I don't know. You'd think they would, but, like, they were just, like, going with their hands. It's weird.
Just scooping it?
Yeah. But, yeah, the Mets acting GM right now mm-hmm. was arrested on a DWI charge. And the Mets, their GM history is just not good.
What's up with all these general managers having, like...
I don't know.
I mean, when you're rich, dude, you're rich.
Yeah, like, they had one that was, like, the Mets are just unlucky. Like, one of their GMs was arrested on sexual assault. One was, like, just not a good guy. Like, he, like, stole money from the team, I think. One of them, something like that. But, like, it's just...
The Mets, man.
Mets gonna Met.
I mean, if I had that much money, I don't think I'd steal anything. To be
honest. Right. But that's my favorite team, and I just want to see them win, but they're not good. Like, right now, they're just...
Yeah.
The Mets will get really close, and then something stupid will happen.
The Astros?
Something like that.
Hey, what's next? Is the head coach going to get fired?
All you got to hear is...
Yeah, he did. Last year, their manager was fired and then got found out with the sexual assault. That was him.
Oh, wow.
I
guess. I just guess that.
Yeah.
Lucky guess.
Twins Kenta Maeda is out after Tommy John surgery, out for 9 to 12 months. So we will see him. He's kind of an older guy, but we'll be back, hopefully. Yankees, former Yankees pitcher, Twins pitcher now, will be back in 9 to 12 months. So that's, what is that from now?
9 to 12 months?
9 to 12.
Oh, I was about to say, what does that even mean?
Probably, what would that be?
A year.
Well, yeah, but like, what month?
That's over
July,
a year.
July to September 2022. So we'll see him probably in the 2023 season. Because the MLB season is almost over.
Yeah.
So.
See, we're getting to that time where the chase for the pennant is nearly over.
It is.
We're getting to the playoffs.
That playoffs. Is going
to, the playoffs.
We're not talking about no playoffs. So I'm going to pull up MLB standings right here. We can talk about the pennant race, who's in, who's out, who could be in, who could be out.
Uh-oh.
So the Rays are in the AL East up 7 games from the Yankees. They're 84-49, just dominating the AL East right now. The Red Sox, who once led the division, had the best record in baseball. Asked me 2 months ago, who do you think was going to win the World Series? I was thinking maybe the Red Sox had a chance. Now they're in third place, 9 games back. So they just really struggled. And the Orioles just trying to get along. They're 41-91.
Let my boy, the Orioles, win a game.
That's actually so sad.
Like,
a game.
Just let them win another 20 games, man. Just give them the last, like, 8.
Sorry about that. The White Sox are 10 games ahead of the Indians in the AL Central. The AL Central, along with the NL East, is just not a dominant division. The second place team is 66-64. So they're just kind of dominating that.
Going 500?
Yeah. The Astros are at top of the AL West, so maybe it wasn't the trash cans. You never know. They are 5 games ahead of the Athletics right now in the AL West. So they'll probably win that. Wild card would probably go to the Yankees and the Athletics, or the Athletics and the Mariners, or the Yankees and the it would be the Yankees and Athletics. But right now it looks like the Yankees and the Athletics would play in the wild card game. The White Sox and the Astros would play in their game as the 2 and 3, and the Rays would be the 1 seed and would play the winner of the Yankees Athletics game. Moving on to the National League now, the Braves, one of the worst divisions in the MLB, or if not the worst division in the MLB, the Braves are 70-62 in first place, Phillies in second place, 68-64, and the Mets are now 65-67, 5 games back.
We're just going to ignore that fact that you just dissed them really hard. They're the worst team.
No, the worst division. The NL East is statistically the worst division this year, but the Phillies are only 2 games back. The Mets are 5 games back. Braves are 12 games above 500. And, they would be the 3 seed. Moving on to the NL Central, the Brewers are 82-52, just dominating their division right now. 10.5 games above the Reds, who are 72-63. Cardinals are 68-64. The Cubs, who were supposed to be, they were supposed to be okay this year. It was kind of a rebuilding year, and then they just dropped their whole team. They dropped guys like Corey, Craig Kimbrell, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, Andrew Chafin, Jake Arrieta.
I'm very surprised by that, Chris Bryant.
I know.
He was the face of that franchise.
Same with Rizzo. I was thinking that Bryant would get traded, but not Rizzo.
Yeah, because they were like, jersey sales were the only 2 jerseys being bought.
Also, speaking of which, and Chris Bryant, as soon as he got traded, a lot of these girls at my school were like, oh, no, he got traded. They don't watch baseball. They just have a huge crush on him. That's it.
Yeah, they think Chris Bryant is cute or something.
Bro,
know.
The man is like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
But the Cubs are now...
Can't compare him to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. The Cubs are now struggling at 59-75. They're 23 games out. And the Pirates are 48-85. And then the NL West, moving onward to the NL West... The Dodgers are 85-49. Giants are 84-49. Really just half game. It's a battle for the West right now. Padres are 71-63. Rockies are 61-72, and the Diamondbacks do not have the worst record in the MLB. They're 45-90. They're 40 and a half games back. So that means every other team needs to lose 40 straight games, and the Diamondbacks need to win 40 straight games to win the division.
Poor Diamondbacks, dude.
I don't see that happening.
No. So
not in this lifetime.
Looks like now, if the season were to end now, the Dodgers would be in first place in their division. The Brewers would be in second place, and the Braves would be in third place, and the wild card game would have the NL West being in the two wild card spots, with the Giants and the Padres playing. Excuse me, that would not be the NL wild card. Sorry, it'd be the Giants and the Reds, and the Reds are one game, a half a game ahead of the Padres. So, that could come down to the wire. Who's gonna make the wild card and who wouldn't?
You know, if so, I knew more about baseball, I'd talk more about it.
No, you're good.
So it looks like that's gonna do it for me for baseball. So, if you want to go to another break,
well, no, actually, it's my remember, it's my little segment that I like to do now.
Oh,
my
no.
Little joke or whatever.
Oh.
So, ready for this one?
No.
I tried to catch fog yesterday.
Uh huh.
Missed.
That's funny.
Oh no, I dropped my phone.
That's we funny. Just need to all agree every time he does the segment, just don't laugh.
Turn off mic too when he gets on the segment.
Yeah. Just turn off all the mics.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, only him talking. Mic. Don't
no, not
mic.
Okay, we have those on the bed on the computer. You can play those. Oh, let's see it. Do you have it?
Let's see. I'll have to find it.
Well, while he's looking for that, back to NFL real quick. The first NFL game.
We get cricket noises.
Ow.
It's not the good cricket noises.
The first NFL game is a week from today, September 9th, 8:20 p.m., Cowboys versus Buccaneers. I am
of course
so ready for this season.
I'm not so the ready. Cowgirls.
Let me guess. Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl.
I do not like
we're going
that. I'm just saying that's every. Yeah, we're going nine.
That's every.
Yeah, they can finish a game above 500 this year.
Oh.
Yeah, Cowboys are
took
not,
them a while.
Cowboys are not making the playoffs.
No. Hey, it's their year. Dak's back.
Actually,
Zeke's back to win the Super Bowl.
With the division they're in and how easy their schedule is, they could possibly make the playoffs,
division.
But probably barely. But other than that, they're not making it that far.
The Cowboys are the only team that can finish 8-9 this year and still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
Falcons have a chance to win the Super Bowl, but you know they're gonna choke every game.
I have a weird feeling about this. Come back to me in February or January. I think the Giants could make the playoffs, or not the Giants. Excuse me, the Eagles. I think they can
fly.
Make the
Eagles fly.
Whoa.
Yeah,
they just released so many people though.
Bold,
I don't see that happening.
Bold statement here. I think they can make the playoffs.
I hope so. I hope the Cowboys don't.
Right.
I don't
literally
like the
anyone
Cowboys.
But the Cowboys.
Right. I don't care if the Giants make. Heck, the Giants can make it. I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
just
the
not
Giants.
The Cowboys.
I would actually.
Are they doing 17 this year? Or are they doing a 6 year? Are they going back? You know?
I'm not sure.
Saquon's in his final year with the Giants.
Do you think he'll resign?
I
probably.
Hope not. I hope not because he's such a good player for. For, because I want to see him at least in a playoff, because he's such a good player for the team he's on. Not really, kind of dissing the Giants, but he deserves kind of more. He can definitely be a Super Bowl running back and have more rings. Mm-hmm. He's a really good player for the team he's on.
All right, guys. I suppose you know we're about that time of the day, and you know everyone here sometimes we just don't.
Sometimes I don't want to be happy.